BlackRock Broadcasting presents Two Brothers, One Pilot.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers,
One Pilot.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Jax.
And this week, we watched Fast and Furious Spy Racers.
Baby. Put your car into drive or shift or move those gear sticks around and get ready.
I'm just going to press one thing in OS, and then in my left hand I'm going to press another thing in OS, and we're just going to go
I'm going to go furious. And I'm going to be driving, you're going to pass me, and I'm going to be like, too early, baby, and I'm going to put on my NOS, and I'm going to win. Because it's not about who's good at driving, Tim, it's about who has more NOS in the car. Or something?
Jax, that is all these movies and evidently this TV show is all about. So yeah. This is an animation on Netflix, and let's go straight into it. Let's get the description out. So government agency recruits teen driver Tony Toretto. And his thrill-seeking friends to infiltrate a criminal street racing circuit as undercover spies. So I'll let you sit with that. Yeah, you heard Toretto. Absolutely. This is set in the same world as the Fast Saga. But before we get into the show, I would just thought we should discuss just our general thoughts on the Fast Saga. So Jax, do you like the movies? Do you hate the movies? What are your thoughts?
Oh, Tim. Well, these movies have been out for a very long time. So when they first came out, I wasn't the biggest fan of them. Because the first one came out in 2001. And I remember when The Fast and the Furious and Too Fast, Too Furious, amazing title.
All you're saying are just the best movie titles of all time. But go on.
Oh, of all time. I mean, I'm actually going to list off every title at one point just because I want everyone to understand how incredible they are. And we've just got to say, Tim, why are we doing Fast and Furious Spy Races this week? Why would we do a show that's had four seasons? It's been out for a few years. Lots of new shows have come out.
Let me think, Jax. Is it because...
What is coming out?
Is it because we're out of lockdown and Fast 9 comes out tonight, baby?
Oh, shit. And by Fast 9, Tim, do you mean F9 The Fast Saga, which it's actually called, which is the real title for the Fast and Furious 9. It's called F9 The Fast Saga.
It's like they've taken a Star Wars story or like a Harry Potter world or whatever the Harry Potter things are and gone, yep, we're doing our own cinematic universe.
This is the 10th movie in that franchise, and they're like, we had a Fast and Furious Presents. Let's just call it a saga. Let's do it, baby. But yeah, honestly, I love these movies. I absolutely adore the back half of the series. I love the kind of simple origins of it where they're just like the humble beginnings of street races, dudes just stealing cars. They're just stealing, no, not stealing cars, they're DVD stealing from trucks and stuff like that. And then it slowly morphed into this insane franchise. And by Fast 5, the fifth one, it's just like these crazy heist movies, big, incredible stunts. The Rock comes in. And honestly, I think the first movie, the fifth movie, the seventh movie, and the eighth movie are perfect 10 out of 10 movies. The eighth one I've probably seen like so many times. There's a scene in it where they fight a submarine with nuclear weapons with their cars. At this point, yeah, it's like awesome. A spy heist movie kind of franchise in which some of them can hack now, they can all do karate, and it just goes, what if we need to have an action spy heist set piece, but every time with cars? We need to jump out of a plane and get onto this top of the mountain, but with cars. We need to jump across skyscrapers, but with cars. I actually love it. I think I, at one point, loved it a little ironically, but then I really got into it. And honestly, rewatching 8, 7, 6, 5, and 1 this last few days, I've got to say, I adore this franchise. I love it. I love the La Familia. I love the just insane car chases, but also just the there's this incredible kind of sense of like, I don't know, this really sincere family, this really sincere family soap opera stuff. People die, they come back to life, they've got amnesia. It's just crazy nonsense.
Yeah.
But then they've just got these incredible stunts.
Has,
has
amnesia. It is awesome. So Vin Diesel entered my life through The Pacifier, where he plays a babysitter. And it's a really
tough guy.
It's a really bad movie, I'm sure. Yeah. But I will say now that I loved every second of it, because I probably watched it when I was like four on like some school camp where it was on DVD or something. But I had a bit of an interesting experience watching Fast Saga. So I would like to put on the record that The Rock saved this franchise. But I had a true crazy experience before The Rock Johnson entered this franchise. And so I binged all these films like 2 years ago or something. And I chucked it on. It was on like Netflix or something. And Jax, I fucked it like a fiddler's bitch before, but nothing compares to this. So
how so? Go on.
So I chucked on Fast and Furious. I watched it and I went, this is absolutely incredible. All these characters have so much backstory. Like, I just, all of the characters, like Vin Diesel, what's his name? Fucking
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker. They just, their tension, it's like they have lived together for years. I was like, these guys are not famous for their acting. They're famous for their car racing, CGI craziness with just like, sex position all over the place. Like, these films are not renowned for their like pure writing or acting. But I have to say, Fast and Furious, you watch it and you're like, holy shit. It's like there's been three movies that feature these characters before this movie. I'm loving every second of it. I then go to watch the next one. Fast Five? What? It goes Fast and Furious, then Fast Five. Wait, that doesn't make sense. I do a quick Wikipedia, I Google it, and I noticed that the fourth film is called Fast and Furious, compared to the first film, which is called The Fast and The Furious. So I accidentally watched the fourth one first, which in a sense, the fourth one does almost reboot the franchise.
It is a reboot, yeah. In a way,
because you had two films prior that don't feature both Paul Walker and Vin Diesel. But I then went back, and so I had watched the fourth one that had had all of this, like, he cheated, he, like, stole, he was, like, a cop. I was like, God damn, this backstory is incredible. They put so much detail into this. And then I went through and realized that I'd missed the first three movies. The third one doesn't really feature either of those two. Kind of introduces a character or two, but whatever. But that is my experience of the Fast and Furious series. And it's pretty incredible. I definitely think The Rock kind of builds up. I'm very, very keen for Fast and Furious 9. But Jax,
let's get into this amazing TV series.
All right.
Because it's not just movies, it's TV.
Fast and Furious Spy Racers, executive producer, Vin Diesel. So, this is incredible.
What did you think, Tim? What did you think?
I couldn't believe
it's an animated show, we should say.
Yes, it is an animated show. I literally could not believe how much I enjoyed this show. I was on a ride. Like, if you're going out the first day that F9 comes out, you're pretty into the films and you're up for anything. But I was not ready for what this show was to bring. So this show follows Tony Toretto, which you find through terrible expository dialogue that he is Don Toretto's cousin. And you're like, all right, cool, nice. I see they're kind of shoehorning that in. Like, all right, cool. So it's kind of set in the same world. And then you hear a voice. And it's not just anyone's voice.
Oh, it's not just anyone's voice, Tim.
It's Vin fucking Diesel's voice. Don Toretto features in this show. And it is,
Tim,
crazy.
It's and we get an animated Vin Diesel. When he started speaking, I was like, I am literally screaming. I jumped out of my chair because I was like semi-invested, because this show is takes place kind of in, like, not in between. It's probably like after the movies, but it's at some point after Fast Five where it gets spy heist heavy.
Absolutely.
And they're doing crazy stunts, and I'm like, I'm into this. Booyah. I love the street racing kind of DVD stealing origins.
Yeah.
But I really love the craziness of the later movies. That's my real jam. And so to be like, okay, they're doing that. And I'm like, I'm enjoying this. I am, because I just love Fast and Furious. But Tim, when he appeared, I like almost shat myself. I was like, I can't believe I get to see Dom Toretto, the man, the legend, the immortal man himself. And he literally says like some classic lines where he's like, oh, I couldn't do this. I'm too famous. And stuff like that where I'm like, yeah, you are. You couldn't do this. You couldn't do the street race. They would know who you are. You're Dom Toretto, the most famous superhero man in this universe.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's incredible. And one of the lines he says is like, oh, you think you're going to need that to like kidnap me? You're going to need a whole army. And I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure Charlize Theron just kind of did that in the last movie, but I won't get into it. I won't get into it. So this show, it is from 2009. So it's set in between.
No, 2019.
Sorry, 2019. Sorry, I meant 2019. Yeah, yeah. Oh, fucking like a fiddler's bitch all over the court today, Jax. 2019, so it's in between the Fate and the Furious, so number 8 and F9. So we've had Hobbs and Shaw. So they're in this weird time period where they're sort of expanding the universe. And this show is set within the Fate universe. Like, it is, it's true.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, Dom Toretto's in it.
This is essentially, like, Young Justice for the Fast and Furious saga. So, like, Fast and Furious Next Gen, you know, like it.
Yeah, it's the kids. It's the younger generation. Yeah,
absolutely. And it's pretty fun to watch. It is a kid's show. So like if you're hating on like all of the sexposition in the movies, which is valid, then this show might be for you, because it's kind of the Fast and Furious movies that has all the spy, the car racing without any of that other stuff. That make it like...
There's no close-ups of sexy ladies dancing in bikinis and close-ups of butts and kind of cringy, like, dialogue sometimes that you're a bit like... Oh,
yeah, there's no Corona product placement, which is pretty good. and it... You would think that with a kid's animation, they'd be like, oh, yeah, like, they've clearly done an animation, so they can do whatever stunts they want. They can do crazy stuff. But it's like... I almost feel like this was a step backwards from what the movies have now produced.
Although there is one bit where one of the chicks like kind of spins, but she kind of moves her car underneath the truck, and like, spoilers, but that's like literally out of Hobbs and Shaw, you know, like.
Yeah, but that's what I
like
mean.
That actually happens.
Like in the live action movies, they physically do all these stunts that this animation can do anyway, which is awesome. It's fun. But it's just funny that like the animation almost takes a step back from what the live action movies are producing and have been able to do for a few years now.
I was just gonna say on that note, that's kind of my only real negative, is like, I don't want to be like, well, in animation, you can do anything. Because in the new movies, sometimes it is like, you know, CGI and kind of crazy stuff. But honestly, there's kind of this crazy charm to seeing them like jump from buildings and have 100 cars fall out of skyscrapers and like have like a waterfall of cars collapse on the road and do all these things that even though it is CGI, I find that in the movies, I really kind of get into that it's real. And a lot of the stunts are real. Like just watching the first one again today, like, my God, that's the set piece at the end when they take on one single truck and a shotgun. You know, it's really tense and really great car action. And I guess that's the kind of only aspect of this that I was like, it's fun seeing the cars, but knowing they're not real, there's not real stunt drivers putting their lives at danger for this spectacle and this amazingness. Yeah. I kind of lost a bit of the thrill that I get. But I knew that it was going to be animated, so I kind of knew that charm wasn't going to be there. But I was surprised by how kind of into it I was. But I also think that I was just shaking for the whole 20 minutes because Vin Diesel was in it.
Yeah.
And like they were doing cheeky things. And like instead of having Kurt.
Yeah, no. I was going to say Kurt Russell. They're not. Kurt Russell plays Mr. Nobody in this series.
Yeah.
Whereas they've got Miss Nowhere. And you might be thinking.
Yeah, I love it.
Miss Nowhere's voice sounds potentially a little bit familiar, Jax. But you're like, who is it?
Oh, no. Who is it? I didn't pick that up.
Angelica Schuyler. From the original Hamilton cast.
Oh my God. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Almost as famous as Vin Diesel, but not in the Fast and Furious world. I'm excited. I thought the plot was pretty good. I almost wanted it to kind of end. I feel like they definitely did the cliffhanger thing at the end to make me want to continue watching. So I'm not sure if that cliffhanger is the reason why I'm going to continue watching, or whether I just am on the ride for any Fast and Furious material at this point. Like, I'm pretty invested in just the wildness and the craziness of the world that I will definitely continue watching. Are you going to continue watching this show?
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm kind of in the midst of rewatching all the movies. I've still got like 3.5 left to go.
Yeah.
So I am going to smash them out. But afterwards, I'm almost definitely going to just kind of watch this show.
Yeah, there it's is just four more seasons. Of the same, I don't know really, if it isn't it. Like it's just more 100%. Content. Yeah.
As but honestly, if Vin Diesel doesn't appear every now and then as kind of the Obi-Wan mentor character, like that will really piss me off if he's just in the pilot.
Oh, I reckon he's just really going to be in this like one that. Episode, to be honest.
Yeah, you reckon? But I don't know, it didn't really seem like that. Like there was this weird sense where I'm like, I feel like Vin Diesel, being the fucking badass motherfucker that he is, that just loves this franchise. And he like knows and appreciates how lucky he is to have this franchise, what it's become, what it's done for him and his La Familia. And I think that maybe he will appear more than you'd expect.
That would be awesome.
I didn't expect him to appear in it at all. The only thing that disappointed me is that he didn't say his classic, I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
No, that's saving it for Fast 9 or F9. So, Jax, are you keen for F9?
Tim. I am so very keen. I cannot wait. Have you seen the trailer? Do you know anything about this
movie? I don't want to know anything.
Tim, I won't say anything, but I'm just going to tell you, Tim, I won't say anything, but there is an aspect of this movie that comes in the trailer that is going to be so heavy in the plot that is going to blow your mind.
I think I know what you're meaning, but for the sake of the podcast, let's just discuss it when you're out of your car, because you're recording in your bloody car, mate.
I was going to say, before we finish, I've just got to apologize for anyone for the audio, because maybe it's because we're in lockdown and can't do it in the same house. Maybe it's because people are doing really loud construction in like the next door to my house. Or maybe, Tim, I'm just recording this episode in my car because, Tim, we record our podcast a quarter mile at a time. And what better way to do that than sitting in my car recording this podcast as people walk past and they're like, that guy looks really excited sitting in his car screaming at a microphone in the front seat. And I'm like, aren't you excited for F9? Tim, all I did today, all day, was talk to people at work about how good Fast and Furious is and are they keen for F9? A lot of people were like, you should shut the hell up. And I was like, you're wrong. But more people are keen.
It's incredible.
I'm so keen, Tim. Are you keen? I'm so keen.
I just want to go to the movie. So I'll see you next time.
Catches. And NOS!
This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you from us.
Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think Dwayne Johnson should have appeared? Most likely. Then why not join the conversation on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcasting.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.